Dr. Buzzers, welcome back to the Claws After Show. Now, this episode is called Chicken Pee because there are a lot of chickens in this coop. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
We're lit just with two people. Like, how is that possible? Hey, guys. Welcome back to the Claws After Show. Of course, you know, it's just a two-man show today, but it's okay because we have our juicy topics for you. So, of course, we have Everyone Loves Dean, Quiet and Ain't So Quiet, and Jealous Relationships. We have our special segment, News and Gossip, and our predictions, so we're going to get straight into it. But before that, I'm your host, Sierra Stafford. It feels good to be back. And to the left of me, I have Angel.
Woo! Angel Saunders. Hey, y'all.
I don't know why I'm so hype right now.
It's okay. We need to be hype for the fans, and I hope you guys are hype watching us. Tara and Adeze is not here this week, but they will be joining us again next week. So, you know, like we always say, they're here in spirit.
Both of them.
Hey, Adeze. Hey, Tara. Okay, so this episode was a lot. It was named Chicken Pee, and if you watched it, you saw what the P stands for. We're not going to say
it. It's a bad word.
It's a very bad word.
It's naughty.
But it kind of makes sense of why they named this episode that, because we got a lot of chickens. And if you know what the slang chicken means, it means you're running your mouth, okay? So let's just start it off, because everyone seemed to love Dean. Mm-hmm. Of course, we've been knowing that Mac and Melba had an obsession with him, but we kind of got seen more this episode how crazy they are. So I want to ask you, because starting off, they opened up the episode with Desna and Mac and Melba at Iyanla, trying to do like a fraternity test. So just starting off, like, do you think they're crazy, or like, I don't understand Mac and Melba. Like,
they are very much crazy. I think they were doing like a Maury, like, who's the father type thing. But shout out to Iyanla making her Claws right? debut. I don't know if she's been on other TV shows aside from her own, like, Fixing a Life, but
I feel like she's appeared in other stuff. She has.
Yeah, it was hilarious, like, seeing Iyanla in the opening. I was like, wait,
is that Iyanla?
I know. So that was fun. Of course, we know Mac and Melba are crazy, and they're obsessed with Dean. Last episode, we saw they gave birth to him, and Melba almost died during childbirth, but Dr. Ken saved her. But
saved her,
right? Childbirth. Right. They gave birth to a fully grown man. But what was I gonna say? Oh, we finally saw why they're obsessed with Dean this episode. They have a plan for him after the Mahjong tournament.
Yeah, but which is true. But I thought the whole Iyanla thing was just weird. Because, I mean, nobody's a dad. I mean, Desna's a sister. Mac and Melba clearly are just delusional, not related. So that I don't know what that was.
The whole show is weird. That's why we love it.
Yeah, exactly. That's why we love it. So just know it's weird, but it's weird in a good way. You know, it just keeps us intrigued. So moving on, of course, so Mac and Melba. So Angel kind of mentioned this already, but they actually have a plan. And the plan is because they want to kill Dean.
Yes.
And, you know, he's in this Mahjong tournament, and they want him to win a tournament and after that kill him.
Yep.
So, of course, we saw this coming. I mean, we know they don't really like him for him. But, you know, Des is trying to work hard to get him out the casino. So, do you think this plan will even fall through? Because she's already, like, onto them. And she's trying to, you know, beg him out the casino. We've seen she had Roller try to help this episode. Yeah. So, do you think it's going to work?
I mean, hopefully it works. Because Mac and Melba are just dirty. Not only do they want to kill him, they want to rob Dean first. It's like, why do y'all want to take his money? Like, are they not making enough in a casino?
Exactly.
I thought they were, but I don't know. They want to steal Dean's money and then kill him when he wins the Mahjong tournament. But I just don't know, because Dean's been going rogue lately. Like, he's just been tripping. Like, nobody seems to be able to get through with him. Mm-hmm. I believe him and Virginia are completely broken up at this point.
They better be.
Yeah, like, last episode, she smacked chips. I don't know. I don't be in a casino.
The Mahjong game.
I don't know what you call it. But she smacked the stuff out of his hand, and she's been hanging with EJ now. So I feel like they're done. But I don't know. Roller finally got through, because it didn't work with Virginia. It definitely didn't work with Desna. He's done with Desna. But I don't know. Maybe Roller was what he needed. He likes hanging with the bro, you know?
Yeah. And I hope that, because, I mean, Roller did kind of get more to him than anyone else.
Yeah.
But he's still, like, kind of in the back of his head, I still have a tournament. So I just hope that they can stay on him and not blow nothing, because Desna good for blowing something. I'm sorry, sis, but you can kind of blow the cover sometimes. Exactly. But, I mean, she still can't get a hold of him. So hopefully that's a way for him to be like, okay, I don't know. But I'm nervous for Dean. We'll see what happens. But who's also have another problem with, you know, everybody loving Dean is what is it? Joe. There we go. Joe. Yeah. So if you know Joe, you know that Joe is like Mac and Melba's
Right-hand man,
I guess. He acts as if, like, they're his parents. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he see that they love him, or Mac and Bubba love Dean. So he's kind of like, you know, what the heck is going on? Like, it's me. I've been here all along. So what do you think he's going to do as far as, because I feel like he really is hurt. You know, he expressed to Polly, he's kind of jealous. He doesn't like it. So do you think he's going to retaliate on Dean?
I don't know. Maybe he'll, like, set Dean up or something. Maybe he'll sabotage the Mahjong tournament. And that's kind of like a prediction, too, or something. Because
you think so good.
Right? I could be a writer, y'all. Come on. Call me for season 4.
Girl on, period.
But maybe, you know, he'll mess up the Mahjong tournament or something. Because I don't know, he's definitely jealous, and he's like, why would they ask him to be the son? I've been here all this time. So I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. And like I said, but we can't trust Joe. And like I said, he's really in his feelings, as we've seen. So I really feel like, I don't want to give a prediction, but I feel like he's going to do something. I hope not. So I think now everybody loves Dean, but Dean has a target on his back that he don't know about. So it's fake love, which is why they're chickens. Okay? But who aren't chickens are you guys.
You guys definitely aren't chickens.
Not chickens.
And we love you guys so much because, you know, we just have to say thank you for watching it, because you, the fans, y'all make AfterBuzz possible. Yes. So thank you. If you're, you know, watching us on YouTube or iTunes, just make sure you subscribe, give us that 5-star rating so that we can keep doing what we do. And, you know, just know that this means so much to us to get up here and talk about the show that we love each and every week. And we always read in the comments, and y'all always having fun with us. So thank you.
Yes.
And we love you guys.
Yes, keep watching and keep giving us your feedback. We really do love it. So we do read, okay? We're not just saying that.
Yeah, sometimes we reply back too. Like, I've replied back to a few people.
We'll try to make sure before this episode is over, I mean, the season is over, that we actually give more shout outs on air.
Yeah.
So that you guys know, you know, we love you guys for real.
Yeah.
Okay. So Quiet Ann, like I said, she ain't so quiet. Even Destin said it. So starting off, before we get into the juiciness of her this episode, so we know she's pregnant now. And we know that Arlene, which is her girlfriend, she's coming around, you know, they're happy that they're about to have a baby, and they go to get a sonogram.
Yeah.
So that was a beautiful moment. We kind of had a quick scare though. Yeah, that was scary. But, you know, although we had a beautiful moment, here it comes tumbling down. Because Quiet Ann couldn't keep her mouth closed. Now, listen. I don't know. Like, I'm scared because, for one, she's pregnant.
Yeah.
Now, I just got straight into it. So, the governor. So, her brother's a governor. Mm-hmm. Oh, he's running for...
Yeah, running. So that, I think it's Governor Patel. No. Patel versus Quiet Ann's brother. But what's like the actual, I don't know what the term is that they're now.
They're running against each other.
For office seat. Sorry.
Yeah, because he's already the governor. So yeah, they're running for office. And basically they're like airing each other out the whole time. And in the midst of them airing each other out, Quiet Ann's brother, you know, which is what she told him, of course, but Quiet Ann was like, well, you're running, laundering money through the casino on national TV. So, of course, everyone knew, like, who else would he have known that from. So, Quiet Ann kind of, like, told him in a way of, like, I didn't think he's going to go back and sit on national TV.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what's going to happen.
She already felt bad, because as soon as she said it, she was like, I've already said too much. But, I mean, she just honestly was having an honest conversation with her brother, and it came out, and I guess she didn't think that he would say that, because really it implicates everybody. Like, it's got her in a lot of trouble.
Yes.
It can get Desna in a lot of trouble. I mean, everybody involved. Desna was the one washing the money. So him saying that, I'm pretty sure he feels bad that he said it, because he put his sister in danger. But he was feeling attacked at the moment. Mm-hmm. And
I would say that's what it was, because he did throw a low blow. So he mentioned that, like, you know, how'd you feel about people knowing you have a boyfriend?
Yeah, and I honestly feel like in 2019, like, he should have been able to already be open with it. Yeah. I mean, I get that people can be biased and just, like, say ridiculous things, but... You know, it's a new day and age, and I think that people are more accepting now than they have been in the past. So maybe if he would have, like, just come out a little sooner, then that wouldn't have even been an issue.
So, okay, real quick, because I'm related to real life. So in real life, if you're running for a big office, because I'm sure he did it because he wants the position, right?
Yeah.
And he knows that if I come out, I potentially can lose those votes for people that... you know, are not with the gay relationships.
They want the all-American, like, wife and kids, and, like, we have a dog, because every president has a dog. I don't know if the current one. I know they do, because that looks like the picture-perfect Hallmark family or something.
Yeah. We got a dog. So I think, and of course, that's probably why, but like you say, it should be, because isn't there, well, I don't want to get to it. I'm going to turn to politics.
Yeah, we don't know a lot about
I was going to get out some politics. Okay, but yeah, that's basically that. So now Quiet Innocence is in deep trouble with Mac and Melba because of it. And of course, Desna has to come to the rescue. And Arlene, so we know that she's a cop. So she actually steps in and was like, okay, we're going to make up this plan. We're going to get them off your back. And goodness, after that. So after that, Arlene goes to approach Mac and Melba with the plan. And then just like that.
Gone.
Slit.
Right. Our faces were like, wow.
Because we didn't expect that.
Nobody expected it.
Not even Mac and Melba.
Right.
Yeah.
Like they for once weren't in on being dirty. Well, they did want to kill her at first, mm-hmm. but it seemed like they was going to be down with the idea. Once Arlene like brought the idea to them, and Desna was like, so what do y'all think? You know, like that could work. It seems like they were about to say, okay, cool. Like,
we'll do it.
Yeah. And then the triad shows up. We assume he's a triad and slits Arlene's throat. And it was just sad because Quiet Ann and Arlene finally had everything. Like the adoption didn't go through, but then Quiet Ann got pregnant naturally, so they didn't even have to pay for adoption or anything. Like they had the baby coming, they were gonna get married. Like Arlene was like, I got your back, I'm gonna go talk to Mac and Melba. Like they had such a good relationship.
And I think I'm so sad because it's like we've seen so much of them this episode, mm-hmm. from the sonogram to, like you said, Arlene stepping in, and like she literally went to Mac and Melba for Quiet Ann.
Yeah, and it's
and
like
she died
even with the sonogram, like at the beginning when they couldn't hear the heartbeat. And I'm thinking to myself, they gotta hear a heartbeat. Like they have everything. Like this baby is everything for them. It means so much for the relationship. Things are too perfect. Like they have to hear the heartbeat. Y'all can't mess this up for them.
Exactly.
And then like when they heard the heartbeat, I was so happy. I was like, oh, perfect. And then at the end, it's like.
And that's what Arlene said. She said, you know, I'm here because you have a baby now. I have to protect you because it's more than just us. You have a whole baby that we want now. So it just broke my heart that I don't know how Quiet Ann is. I mean, she has a target on her back by some of the craziest people now.
Yeah.
And then she just lost her lover.
Yeah. Like, and it's because she ran her mouth. Quiet Ann wasn't quiet. And she told her brother. And the brother said it on national TV. Got everybody in trouble.
I blame Patel. Is his name Patel? Patel?
No, Patel is the Patel's the other one. That's not her brother.
Yeah, I blame him, though, because he triggered at him. And he had to trigger back with something. And I think that's all he had on him, you know?
Yeah.
So he had to fight. He was in the moment.
I think Quiet Ann's brother should have been like, yes, I have a boyfriend. Like, and we're all inclusive. Yeah, we I'm running for a country where everyone is accepted. And then,
that way.
Yeah, if he would have flipped it on him like that, then it's like, oh, you trying to throw shade at me, but didn't work. And especially since he already knew, because he said to Quiet Ann and Arlene, he was like, I think he's going to try to use that against me. So why not already be like, yeah, I'm gay, what?
Exactly, period.
Yeah.
Period.
Girl, if you would have said that during the debate. As random as it is, they already had Iyanla. Just go ahead and invite the city girls, too.
They know. That would be so funny. Like, Claus, it's already done, but I still need to do that. Just put it in there and make it so funny. But Claus would be the perfect show.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So, enough of Quiet Ann, because we know she not quiet, but she gonna be quiet now. So, there was a lot of relationships. We feel like every week we have something regarding relationships.
Except for with us.
Oh my goodness, what? You know, hey, if you're out there watching, if you single, my girl, hit her up in the comments. Yeah. Hey, hit her up. We said we read the comments now. Don't leave us hanging this week. Okay. So, jealous relationships. So, we have a lot of jealous relationships. I'll be jealous if y'all hit her up, but no. So we have a lot of jealous relationships. So the main one, let's start with Bryce. And, oh my god,
no, because I'm goofy and that was funny.
So let's start with Bryce and Jennifer. So just a quick backstory. So Bryce had a book he wrote a lot too long ago, but it only got as far as ebook. So then he a publisher, or what, I don't know if they call it the proper
term. I think they're publishers.
A publisher, okay, yeah. So he reached out and was like, hey, you know, we can publish this, make it go big in Barnes & Noble. And of course, they're like, heck yeah. So in the
wrote
midst of
a check.
Yeah, wrote them a check up front, $25,000, okay? So they're doing big things. But of course, Bryce and Jen, it's never going to just go smooth, you know? Yeah. It's going to turn into something. So as speaking of them tying it back in, so we now see Virginia is now, I guess, openly dating EJ. Can we claim that?
Because Dean only care about Mahjong. Like, he don't let Virginia hanging. So
exactly. So Virginia, I mean, we're seeing more of them, EJ, in this episode. And so actually, they go out to dinner at where EJ and Jennifer used to go.
And the fact that he told her that, like, oh, me and Jen used to love this place. So she's like, oh, really? Thanks for taking me. You and your ex have memories. Like, men are dumb.
Don't think. And so the whole time they're at dinner, he keeps mentioning Jennifer's name. And then, of course, Jennifer pops up. So, coincidentally, where they were eating at, that's the same place where the book signing was taking place. Mm-hmm. So Jen and Bryce walk up to talk to Virginia and EJ as they're sitting down, and you know, Virginia's already over EJ, and then she's like, great, now I see her in person. Mm-hmm. And so she's just over it, right? Yeah. And so they also invite them to come into the book signing, and of course they go and talk or whatever, but it got heated. So I'm gonna let you talk about how it got heated, because it just went left, and I like your tea on this. So
I think that maybe, like, when they printed the book, they changed some words around or something. And I don't know, like, if you're a fan of the Kardashians or whatever, but like, when Caitlyn came out with the book, before it actually, like, went to print for the world to get, like, Caitlyn brought, like, a small copy over to Kim's house and was like, I'm coming out with the book. There's nothing bad about you in here. You can read it if you want. Mm-hmm. And Kim said she read it and it was cool. But then when it came out, there was extra stuff in it. And she was like, She called Caitlyn out on it and was like really mad. And I feel like maybe that's kind of something that would happen with Bryce's book, because as we saw, they started talking about like white power and the superior race and all that. And so Bryce and Jen are looking like, wait, what? Like, that's not what the book is about at all. So I think that something must have happened. Like, once he turned his script in, maybe they printed something else, because where would they even get that from? Like they have a biracial kid from, you know, EJ and Jen. And I'm surprised that that Jen didn't say that, because when they were like the supreme race and all that, Jen was like, whoa, we have black friends. But she didn't mention the black daughter. Yeah, but she didn't even mention her daughter. But I think something must have happened after the fact, because like Jen and Bryce were completely blindsided by this. Mm-hmm. So they had this huge fight and EJ carried Jennifer away
to break her up, because, you know, Jennifer's crazy. So she started swinging on the publisher.
It was an accident when he hit her. But the fact that they even put them in that situation for them to think that the book was about race, he deserved that fight.
And then the way it was an accident hit, but she kind of got hit hard. So yeah. And it's Jennifer, so she has to retaliate. So basically she squabbed, and EJ, you know, came and scooped her up because he's a big guy. Mm-hmm. And as we see him carrying her out, we see Bryce running behind him like, put her down. So it's just a lot going on with this relationship. With the four,
it's like that's what I was gonna say. It's not a triangle, it's just a square.
Yeah, it's a rectangle. We should have called this a square relationship, because that's just what it is at this point. And then, oh my goodness, so then we have Uncle Daddy. Daddy, I don't know, he's trying to be like this Rolling Stone or this. I don't know.
He's trying to get his groove back. I don't know. He's trying to have a hot girl summer.
Exactly. He's trying to have a hot boy summer with the hot girls. Okay. You're on it. So Uncle Daddy, he wants to have a toe Brenda. So he tells Toby, I want to have you and I want to have Brenda.
Yeah.
And honestly, I think that's the most disrespectful thing anyone could say to somebody.
Well, it's kind of, I forgot what his wife's name was, but I believe that was season 2, because she got killed during a shootout at the house, but I forgot what season it was and I forgot her name. Sorry. Like, because I know y'all be going in on the comments when we don't remember stuff, but I forgot. So, I mean, they had the open relationship before and everything was fine. But like Toby said, you know, y'all both chose me and she was a queen. And he said her name too in the episode, but I forgot because he was like, such and such was a queen and y'all both chose
me. It's not an A, I remember. I forgot the name. Yeah.
Yeah. And he was like, the difference this time around is y'all being sneaky about it. Like, I had to put two and two together. And I mean, Brenda is just, she already done been with Bryce. Now she with Uncle Daddy. Like, I mean, who you gonna be with next in a family?
So basically they're into the three-way relationships, mm-hmm. but it's because he wasn't
upfront about it.
So why you mad at it? I feel like if you okay with it, whether it's up front or private, you ain't gotta be mad, because either way, I'm not with it. You know, like, who
I'm right, I'm not with it either, but
they're hidden or up front.
They seem to be okay with that open lifestyle. And like Toby said, he's like, I am a sugar baby, and like,
you're
I'm
sugar
too,
baby.
Like, I'm too good for this. Like, I guess he feels like the older man should be like fawning over the younger, you know, the younger person in the relationship, because mm-hmm. that's what like sugar babies are or whatever. Like, I'm your little trophy that you show off because you all old now. And it's like,
nobody care about you.
Like wait, I'm the young hot thing and here you are like going behind my back talking to somebody else. Are you crazy?
And it's
are
Brenda
you
at
stupid?
That. Yeah, you stupid. Okay. Have you watched? Okay, I don't know. Okay. I don't know if you watched that. But yeah, so he's trying to have a toe Brenda. So, but I love to, we got more of like Toby this episode, because they were kind of keeping my friend in MIA. And you guys know he was here with us like two shows ago. So I was actually proud to see him, like,
yeah,
you know,
having an emotional breakdown.
Yeah, I was here for it. So, you know, good job, Toby. And I hope you, you know, get what you want out of it. He stormed out. So we actually don't know what's going to happen with the relationship. But we know it's getting tricky, because Brenda was like, because you know, we saw them shacking up in the beginning, her and Uncle Daddy, and she was like, don't forget the coconut oil or something. So
they just had the cocoa butter, I want to say what I think they may be using it for, but I also want to keep it PG, because at first
you already told us.
At first I was like, what are they talking about? But just now it kind of clicked in my brain, like, ew.
Or they just be giving massage, who knows?
Maybe.
Regardless,
you never know on this show.
Right. So we'll see what happens, if the Toe Brenda happens, or if Uncle Daddy picks, because Toby gave him ultimatum, it's either me or her. So
maybe Toby will get with somebody else and make Uncle Daddy jealous.
Yeah, we'll see.
I gotta stop and save it for predictions.
Yeah, she always got that. But it'd be good stuff, though. It relates to it, so that's all good. But since we're on that limb of things, let's get to our special segment.
Yeah, so a special segment is Nailed It. And I will let you go first with Nailed It. Who do you think just like showed up and showed out?
Wow. This is wow.
I'm like taking notes on predictions.
It was a lot of L's, like you said earlier, so it's kind of hard. So, Nailed It. You know what? I'm gonna have to give it to Roller.
Okay.
He got Dean thinking straight for it for a second, but more than anybody else could do. So I'm gonna give it to Roller, because he kind of got Dean's mind off of things, you know, got him dancing, got him away for the Mahjong game. But I really give it to him. I'm halfway give him the award, but I'm gonna really give it to him if Dean really goes to dancing.
Mm-hmm.
So, because you know, Dean's been a tough cookie. And you know how I feel about Dean. You guys, if you're over Dean, this just let me know in the comments, because I'm like, I love Dean. I love his character. Mm-hmm. I love him personally. Like, I don't like I know him. But Dean and Claus, I'm over it, okay?
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, so.
But Rolla got it.
Good, Nailed It, giving it to Rolla, because he did step up and get Dean, you know, doing what he loves again, dancing. He got Polly talking in her British dancer accent.
With the crew.
Girl. And the dance was cute. It was funny. But I honestly, I don't have anyone that I want to give a Nailed It moment to, because I feel like a lot of the team did take L's. Like, I don't know, like, I want to give it to Arlene just because she stole the show. Even though, you know, she's no longer on the show. We just, I know, it's like we really didn't see that coming, and it was so sad, and like, it left you with your jaws dropped. So it's like, wow.
Yeah, I didn't expect her to go.
Yeah, like that one hit. Yeah,
and I think she's really gone. You know how like you see something,
yeah,
and
people
like
come back, like how Roller. You know how like Roller was set on fire and shot, and he still came back.
Yeah.
It's like, nah, we saw her bleed out, like
open, like the open cut. Yeah, she ain't gonna wake up in the hospital with this one. Oh, that's not funny. It's sad.
I know. I'm sorry. I I'm inappropriate.
Okay, so yeah, that was our Nailed It. Let us know what you think, who you think nailed it. It could be from fashion to personality to fight, whatever it may be, who you think killed it that episode. Mm-hmm. So now let's get into our news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Okay, so we actually don't have a visual for you guys, but I don't know if you haven't heard, but Carrie Preston, who is actually Polly on the show, she'll be directing the show she'll be directing next week's episode. So we know that last time Niecy got, you know, stepped into the director role, so mm-hmm. now Polly is. So I think that's cool that Claus is giving the actual actors to switch roles and direct. That's a big role for one.
It's always amazing when you have a job that lets you grow and express yourself. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm pretty sure we live in LA. Like, it can be expensive, and sometimes people just take on jobs just to pay the bills. But when you actually have a job that you care about and you have like people who support you and give you the opportunity mm-hmm. to do more, like not only are you an actor on the show, I'm pretty sure some of them probably have executive producer credits because lots of times people, you know, main characters on a show will executive produce, but you're also directing. Like, that's major. And I love that Claus is allowing them to grow.
Yes. And I love that this is like an entire episode. It's not mm-hmm. just, hey, direct this scene. Like, they're literally is giving them an entire episode, and I think that's good because, you know, some of these, and correct me if I'm wrong, but some of these look like our new castmates. Mm-hmm. We haven't really seen them in much stuff, so this kind of can broaden them, you know, to do other stuff. So I think Claus is really dope for doing that for all the cast. So let's see who's next. I mean, is it going to keep going? I mean, is Karrueche next?
Right?
I mean, or Virginia? I mean, she's doing a lot, so maybe she's next. I mean, if y'all want me to direct, since you just feeling so generous, Claus. But yeah, that's really all our news and gossip we had. We just thought that was a good, you know, good thing that they're doing. So we want to give a light and shout out to that. So let's get to these predictions, even though Angel.
I know, right?
Now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Okay.
So who's starting?
Like, right? So I think you should go because you don't already told them all.
I know, and I don't have any new predictions for the predictions because I've set my predictions like
recap
as we were going on. So the two predictions that I have is that Joe is going to sabotage Dean in a Mahjong tournament and make him lose, but that sabotage is going to backfire on him because he needs to lose because they want to steal his money and kill him once he wins. So I think that him trying to hurt Dean will actually work in Dean's favor. So that's one prediction. And mm-hmm. then I think that Toby gonna pull up with a new man and he gonna be bigger, better, more like good looking than Uncle Daddy. He might be like somebody famous. And we already know like they can get the big random names. So
I'm predicting, this is such a bad prediction. I'm scared for Choir Dan. Mm-hmm. And especially how the show ended and, you know, when she finds out. So I'm just scared of her and the baby.
Man.
I don't know. I don't want to speak like something bad is going to happen, but I'm predicting that either she's going to go crazy or something's going to go happen with the baby.
That is a lot to handle.
And... okay, I will say this because we know that when we saw Arlene get killed, Mac and Melba had no clue about that either.
Yeah, it wasn't a setup.
Exactly. So I wonder if, because, you know, she had already kind of hinted the new idea. Mm-hmm. So maybe Desmond will continue to like keep that pushing and they will kind of hop off of Quiet Ann's back. So hopefully, I don't know.
Hopefully Anne will be okay.
And she'll just have to just grieve Arlene, not Mac and Melba too, but I'm nervous. That's my prediction.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I had something else, but I forgot.
You got 6 minutes.
No, I don't think it's going to come back.
Okay. Well, we'll go and replace you. So, guys, if you have any predictions or whatever you think is going to happen next week, please let us know in the comments. And we will actually read them next week, okay? Mm. We got you covered with the full panel over here. But until next week, I'm your host, Sierra Stafford. You can find me on all my social media at Sierra Stafford. And where can we find you, Angel?
You can find me on Instagram at Angel Saunders. And I posted on my story today a really cute picture of an ice cream cone because it's National Ice Cream Day. So, go look at Angel Saunders.
And you got 4 hours. We're going to get some ice cream, so go get it. If you're in California. Bye, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.